likely the case that we're on the cusp of really major advancements in AI technology. We've all seen how quickly things have moved in the last 12 months, and it's likely that the coming years are just going to be completely transformative in this technological space. Our key concern is that the kinds of advanced AI we might see in coming years could have capabilities similar to or even exceeding humans. And unless we can be confident that those AIs are aligned to our values and under our control, it could go really badly. And that's what we mean by catastrophic or existential risks. But this issue is currently going under the sort of radar in Australia. The experts who are building this technology globally have been raising alarm bells about this risk, but it's just not on the radar of the Australian government. Minister Husic's department put out this lengthy discussion paper called Supporting Responsible AI, but it doesn't mention these kinds of risks a single time in the document. Australia's chief scientist also wrote a paper about the risks of AI, but she says that it's really hard to know what's going to happen in 2 or 5 years from now, so she doesn't discuss the risks. So what the experts who signed the letter are saying is that this needs to be part of the conversation in Australia.
The federal government is currently undertaking consultations on this policy, and I understand that there has been a healthy response to the government's consultation process on this. Have you been involved or made a submission at all?
So absolutely. The letter that the experts have signed is going to form a submission to this inquiry. So it's the consultation. So it's really great that government is listening to people on this, and we want to hear more of it. I've also been working with community groups around Australia where just sort of non-expert regular members of the community are kind of seeing the direction that AI is heading in, and they're worried about kind of the short-term ethical implications that this sort of advanced technology could pose, but they're also worried about what the sort of longer-term future is going to look like, and they want Australia, the Australian government, to be taking like sensible steps both here in Australia and also in how we present ourselves on the global stage to make sure that safety is presented as a priority.
I understand that you're calling for a measured approach. What would that look like in practice?
Yeah, so we've seen some international approaches that are really sensible. So some countries are working on creating these technical labs. So Singapore has created a thing called the AI Verify Foundation, which is ensuring that government has the tools to understand these emerging AI models and give citizens the confidence that they're safe. And there's a similar proposal in the UK for a Sentinel lab that would do the same kind of thing. So it was really great that Minister Husic, when he was talking to OpenAI, persuaded OpenAI to share its models with Australia. But one of the things we could do is make sure that we have a safety-focused organisation that can sort of do these kinds of checks to make sure they're safe. One of the professors who signed that letter said that it's simply not safe or ethical to release increasingly advanced AIs before we have the tools and frameworks to analyse and monitor them. So just sort of making sure we have those frameworks and those sort of analysis tools is really essential. I guess one way to think about it is like aviation safety. I'm not an expert in exactly how planes can be safe, and maybe many of your listeners aren't either, but we can fly safely on planes with confidence because we know that government has these really strict regulations and that Australia's airlines treat safety as their number one priority, and that government does have the experts in the agencies with the right backing and funding necessary to kind of do this analysis work to make sure that planes are safe. And there's also this really important international governance element, right? Like, so all of the aviation safety regulators around the world work together to make sure that the planes that we fly on in Australia and globally are safe. So there's sort of long-standing approaches to these kinds of national and global coordination safety issues, and we'd love to see that kind of thinking applied in the AI safety realm.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I should mention it's not all doom and gloom as well. Scientists in Queensland have claimed a world first in medical artificial intelligence with new technology detecting diseases in blood. How do you regulate the industry safely without limiting progress in areas like this?
Yeah, I guess I'd say that there's not really a tension between these two things. Like, ensuring that planes are safe isn't something that holds back the airline industry. It actually empowers the airline industry. I wouldn't fly in a plane unless I knew that Australia had the great regulation that it does to keep planes safe. And you're exactly right. Like, there's so many good things that AI could bring and is likely to bring and is already bringing to our society. And I think it's right that, like, it's a proper function of government to think about the ways that things could go badly and then make sure that the right kind of steps are in place to make sure that we don't follow that negative path and instead that we follow that sort of positive path that's on the table.
Yeah. So what more can you tell us about what you want to see happen in regards to AI safety in Australian universities?
So there's technical solutions that we need to make sure that, AI is safe, and we just don't have them yet. So we need an AI that is going to align with the values and the things that we think are important, and an AI that can sort of be controlled by us. One of the technical terms here is corrigibility. That is, we don't want AIs that are incorrigible. We want AIs that can kind of like listen to what we want from them and then correct their course of action. And we just don't have, like the research isn't yet conducted to make sure that we have these technical tools to make sure that we've got AIs that are safe. And I think there's just a lot more that we should be doing to support Australian universities to be conducting this work. And we shouldn't be just trusting corporations are going to do this work on their own and make sure that the AIs they deploy are safe without us doing the work to make sure that the tools are there.